down to Cripple Creek, sit them boys there, had a drink. I got drunk, fell against the wall, old corn liquor was the cause of it all. Going up to Creek, going in a run, going up to Creek, having fun. West Virginia. You look all around him. You hear about all this flooding taking place the last few weeks and all the danger. Well, damage, a lot of that's come from strip mining. Not only tearing up the hills, the rain comes and it has all that mud and nothing to hold it. And so you can know it's people having to get out there and lay down their lives to protect their homes. Down in the valley, about a mile from me, where the crows no longer cry, there's a great big earth-moving monster machine that stands 10 stories high. Well, the ground it can eat at the side can rip up 100 tons at a bite. Can rip it out in one whack, but it can't put it back. They come and tell me I got to move to make way for that big machine. It ain't a moving unless they kill me, like they killed the fish in the stream. Look at that big machine go, it took that shady grove a long time to grow. They can rip it out with one whack, but they can't put it back. I never was one to walk in lines, to picket with placards and carry signs. Maybe I'm behind the times, you can bet your sweet life they're gonna hear from me. Ain't taking it laying down. Getting tired of seeing rocks that bleed from the bare guts of the ground. Ain't selling my soul so they can strip out another tiny little vein of coal. Ain't moving out of my tracks because I can't put it back. Can't put it back.
Medley on his hammer dulcimer. Thank you.
about an hour and a half north of here, you come to Brunswick, right off the coast there is St. Simon's Island. There's a woman who's been living there for about the last 35 years who grew up in southwest Georgia, came down there to make her home in the Sea Islands, and joined a group called the Georgia Sea Islands, and has traveled all over this country and all over Latin America. And she's just a treasure house of black folklore. Old work songs, the songs they brought over from Africa, that still lingers, the sounds from that part of the world, and the songs they used to load the boats, the work songs, the folk tales, High John the Conqueror, all the children's game ring plays and game songs, and all the beautiful religious songs. So Bessie's full of all of that, and she could keep you going for 2 hours or 2 days with all that music. Now I want to introduce Miss Bessie Jones and Vanessa Jones.
Here right now. A little rush up time a little bit, but it's all right. I'm going to do it. We're glad we have this opportunity to sing a few songs, maybe have some games. I'm thankful because I got a lot to thank God for. I left Fresno yesterday, coming into Fresno, California, coming into Atlanta, Georgia. He met me last night. God did it. Brought me over here, and you know about how much sleep I got. And I'm not no baby no more. I am in a way, but I'm not. I'm going back to child again, but not very little that way. I was born 1902, and so I got a lot to thank God for. Now I'm 75 years old this last birthday, and I'm full up on it, you know. Thank you. And I just like it so well. I haven't been to a doctor since I didn't go to him, he came to me in 1924, and he didn't do me no good, so sign him up, that's all. But if I have to go to one, I will, you know. I don't have no objection of him at all. But as long as you don't have to go, no, you still running there, I ain't no car. I have to be checked in all the time, check up or something you call it. But I thank God for it. But I do guide myself. I guide myself, anything I know hurt me, I let it alone. And so that's pretty good doctor for yourself. I take herbs. I brought up to take herbs. My grandparents were slaves, and they brought me up and on herb medicine and let me how to go and get it, let me how to make it, and I does it for myself, and I thank God for it. I brought up my boys with it. This is my granddaughter here. But her father and her father's brother, they were brought up with herbs. They're strong, good and strong. They hardly go to my doctor. But you have to go, they go, understand? But you don't have to go. Long you know it, go out there and get for the fever, or go out there and get for stones. I get gallstones out of people, bladder stone, all that kind of stuff. Go out there and get it. God got it out there. So we'll get it. So I'm thankful for it. We're going to sing a few songs. We're going to have some games, if you will. I'd like you to come and play. As I told you, my grandparents were slaves. They liked me a lot of slave things they had to go through with. They made up a heap of those things to talking to the people because they couldn't talk to them no other way or through a song. So we're going to try this song here, I guess, now. My grandfather used to love to sing it. When I was here before I did, I sang it too. And I just thought he was going to die when he sang it. Every time I sing that thing, I think he's going to die. When I was a little child. But I got up a big side girl and I found out what he meant when he sung the song. I'm gonna lay down, lay down. I'm gonna lay down, lay down. I'm gonna lay down my life for my Lord. Oh yes, I'm gonna lay down. God knows I'm gonna lay down. Oh yes, I'm gonna lay down my life for my Lord. Oh, when them gamblers get together, how they can gamble like John said to lay down. Oh, John said to lay down. Yeah. Yeah. I used to hear him saying that I thought he's going to die. Thank you very much. But I learned later on what laying down your life meant from our Lord. So after I learned it, I can look back and say that's what Paul was talking about. Laying down the worldly things. You know, giving up the worldly things for my life. That was his life. And turning it over to God, that'd be God's life now. So that's how I live, right? I want to say again, I'm all... A lady asked one day, I found a big tambourine for breakfast, you know, oftentimes. That's my music. My grandpa used to make them, call them Bam Bam. It was on a little long stick like the children BB bats thing. And he'd make the soda water tops and put them on there and put something between them. I don't know how he'd get it, but he'd bend something, fix it in there. When he get through, we just beat it that way. It had a Bam Bam. When I got a big gun CD round thing, I wonder how they made that. I know my grandfather didn't make them that way, but I didn't know no other way. So we call them Bam Bam, but I think it's still a good Bam Bam in a way, tambourine. But anyway, I teach the tambourine too, where I go along. And I like to teach it, because a lot of folks didn't know. It's true, I had to learn it myself. It's something to learn. There's a whole lot in it. Movements and whatnot, and not to bust them all the time. It got a different sound. It was different all about on it and everything. So anyway, one lady said, "Don't you think that the rings on your finger makes the sound that way?" I said, "No, child. They ain't got a thing to do with it. This junk I got on ain't got nothing to do with no tambourine. And so don't think it is. This junk got something to do with me." See, so what she went on, I'm saying, she's a singer. I'm a doctor. That's what I am. All this stuff I got on me is medicine. You see, I'm telling them I don't have arthritis. I don't catch all kind of disease coming about. I wear brass and copper. My grandfather wore it. He lived 105 years. And on the time I know he'd be down sick from Saturday to Monday, that's when the Lord took him. And on this time I know he'd take bed sick. So well, I ain't got no fault of it. You say what you please, and so that she ought to get some gold. She got all that brass on her. I want brass. I tell anybody, you wear it, you try it. But don't just wear it today and then put it off tomorrow and expect it to do good. You got to go into the pores of your skin, go into your blood. And the best time is night. Keep it on at night. And then that pound through there. Oh, here to help you a whole lot, I'm telling you. Oh, yes, it is. And anyway, some folks say, well, they make me eat you. They made me eat you, too. But I had to continue on with it until I got used to it. So he'll make it eat you sometime. And then, all right, we're going to sing another little song that we're going to have some game, I think. I want to sing my own song right now, baby. I'll try to. It's still Easter time, but anyhow, I'm going back this way. I think it was 65 years ago, I think, or something like that. Maybe a little longer. About 65, I think. Yeah, somewhere in there. Anyway. I'm going to sing this song. Y'all going to help us sing it. Most everybody knows it's an old song. God moved out on the water April the 14th day. Yes, God moved out on the water. Everybody had to run in free. The Titanic and left South Hamilton with all their boat and game. But when they struck that iceberg, I know that mind was changed. Didn't God move? I don't know what I'm. Hey, by the 14th day, yeah, God move. I don't know what I'm. Everybody had to run in free. Yeah, mothers had told our daughters, says on the pleasure trip to make gold. But when they jump at iceberg, they haven't been seen anymore. Didn't God move? Good night. Sing them over again for the old people that used to sing them. I think they'll like it. They'll sort of love it. My grandfather, I'll tell you, brought up in Williamsburg, Virginia. He was a slave there. And they made up a lot of songs, a lot of things when they had to get off of their mind, oppression, to tell the white folk because they couldn't talk to them out. And I'm keeping up with all those things. I got a book out called Step It Down. It's got a lot of those games in it. And also, I have a movie now, the Lord bless us, called Yonder Come Day, which is around 1 hour and 40 minutes. You can get it, the whole thing. You can buy half of it if you want to, or you can rent it. But anyway, in that movie, that song, by Yonder Come Day, that was a watch night song when they had watched it for the next day to come, have a New Year's Day. And my grandmother and them have told us many times, said that sometime at New Year's Day come through the week, they had to be ready to go to the field at sunrise. You had to sing it all night. And they're hoping and wishing that this year would bring in a better time than they had last year. That's why they say, Yonder Come Day. We want a better day to come. We're looking for a better day. There's no way but just praying, ask God to help you to see. It's a new day coming. They believe some year that something may change, that we won't be just like we was all the time. So anyway, in Williamsburg, where they was brought up at the time, they had to drink water from a gourd. And in Dawson, where I was brought up at, we had to drink water from a gourd when I was a little girl. I remember I was drinking water from a gourd too. We had to shutter windows in the side of the house, you know. We burnt lamps and flambeaux and so on. But anyway, they had to drink water from a gourd because they had glass dippers in those days, and they didn't allow to drink water from them glass dippers, you see. And so now, I want to thank God for that. And they made up a song about it because they didn't like it, you see. They didn't like the way that they were treated. Anything that I'm telling you about, Williamsburg, you ask me about any time, you can go up there and see. Everything is right there. The tree where my grandfather jumped over the broom and married my grandmother there twice. Jumped over the broom in slavery time and married by the Lord of land. And this and now, what they call freedom. But anyway, we're going to sing about the gourd. How they felt about it. They wouldn't get them a dipper to drink water, had to drink one from a gourd. So we all gone. And regret today, a whole lot of it, some places, and I reckon in the mind of people, they feel the same way, but I don't. I feel like everybody's everybody. Ain't nobody, nobody, but nobody. Everybody belong to God. And I just feel as I don't know how you feel about me, but I know how I feel about you. That's the only thing I got to give them kind of, is what I feel about you. But how you feel about me, that's your business. If you can meet God with it, I'm going. You can go to hell with it. That's all right with me. I'm going where I'm going to try to make it if I can. Often say, Lord, if I make a mistake, I make a mistake trying to get to you. That's all I want to get to. I want to see something better. I just want to get there. So in any way, if you feel bad about me, I feel good about you because you're God's people. God made us out of everyone out of the soil he wants you to be made out of. We all nothing but dirt. Nobody. Nobody. Get how you put your mama say your hips on your shoulder, you still ain't nothing but dirt. You don't believe you just hold up and die and rot. Time you die, we'll get a box, put him in, let's go. Get him out of here. Might be your mama, sister, brother, but you can't stay there like that. Got the prince gonna get rid of you. All right, we're gonna send it going. You give me the gold to drink water, understand it? Give me the gold to drink water. That's where they sang it. So I'm not off. I'm just saying exactly what they, the way they did it. I'm keeping it up the same way. I wouldn't say give me R or give me A, you know. I give them stuff like they saying, give me the gold, the drink water. Regular, rolling under. Give me the gold, the drink water. Regular, rolling under. Give me the gold, the drink water. Regular, rolling under. Give me the gold, the drink water. Regular, rolling under. Give me the gold, the drink water. I don't want no gold for snow water. Give me the gold. I don't want no gold for snow water. Give me the gold. Sometimes they came out there to, when they buried some of their children or some of their parents or something. And then they would carry some of them. And he seed how they was buried. This is naturally, everything is true. And he said they seed that they had a coffin. Those days they had coffins. Coffins a little different than they are now. They call it casket now. Because they let their arms go down. Go full across him. A long time ago, the arms went straight down. That buddy had that little elbow in there, looked like a star. A coffin, old time coffin. And the white folks buried themselves in that coffin and then put that coffin down in the box. But upon them said they never was in the coffin. See, they made a box. And they were so nice to them, they come and tell them, I was going to give them the nails and the bows and everything. And you all make them a good box. Who's ever dead, you know? Who it is. Make them a good one now. Fix it good now. Give them, that's all, and that's all they got with the box. But in those days, they had a boneyard around in the woods. They used to, when a cow, a mule, a horse, anything died whole, they carried them in the woods. And on the side of the woods, they called the boneyard. And the buzzard would eat it. Get this thing ready. God, get me a hasker sometime and get me up about six people. And, And the buzzard would eat that cow, that mule, would die there. But and after nowadays in time, I don't know what to do with the thing what dies. I guess we all eat it. All the champagne, funny meat in these cans and things. We don't know what we're eating. But anyhow, we don't know. The buzzards ain't got nothing else to eat out there. I know that. And so they made a game of it concerned how they were treated. And in this game, they made it to do something, as I often told you, they had to do it, to do something to you didn't have to walk it place. You know, I'll tell you. Go on. And I don't know what that is they got out there dead. But anyhow, it's a little something. And but see, when the buzzard go to get his prey, for spread it down, he always walks around it. He walk around it, and he looks at it, he picks at it, and everything. Then he find out it's dead. And then he gets the rest of them. The rest of them comes in and help eat it, you see. But they see how the buzzards do, and they just made this game. up, you know, and did it. But they were talking to the white folk. And I don't care if you carry my body down there and throw where you put them mules at and them dogs at, see. And same way, they're supposed to carry me down there and throw me out there too, because you're not burying me right, no how. So that's where they were talking to them in this song. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's good. And when one pick it up, they all act like they want to eat some of it, yeah? And when time comes. That's good. And so that's the way that they see. Those supposed to be buzzers there, and they're picking at that mule or whatever it is dead there. See, so that's what part of them said. They don't care if you carry my body down there and let me be picked the same way. It don't make any difference. But they had to make it up in the song. And y'all gonna sing in that old field. It don't make no difference. Come on, throw me anywhere, Lord, in that old field. Throw me anywhere, Lord, in that old field. Don't care where you throw me in that old field. Since came Jesus on me in that old field. You may beat and bang me in that old field. Since came Jesus, save me in that old field. Throw me anywhere, Lord, 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 in that old field. How you like it? Thank you. Good. Thank you. You see how they had to make up things to tell them what they felt like. Throw me anywhere, too. That's like you did at old mule. Because you ain't bang me right, no how. That's all I want Jesus to save me. You may beat and bang me. That's such can't Jesus save me. That's all I want. So I'm going to give you some of the wax song that I'm going to expect to be going out record. But I'll give you some of the wax song. Back at my home, I was brought up among rivers and creeks. Okay. This was a wax song that I learned when I was a little girl, so I didn't have no sisters, no brothers. And at home, I like to tend to children. I still love children. And anyway, other people's children come to the house with me with their children, you know, children. We'd all stay together sometimes, be cold or whatnot. But in front of our door was a road, and the wax chain gang people's out there. And I like this song from the chain gang people. We would mark them and sing it, you know. But not knowing the feeling of it at that time until I come up to be older and understand. They had chains on their legs. Mr. Riley was the man to call Mr. Riley. He was a chain gang boss. You see him, not only him, more too, but he was a mean man standing near that wagon. Had a wagon and had lots of dogs behind the wagon, long-eared dogs. And they had straps, long straps like the razor strap. Had tacks nailed into the strap on each side. Tacks on the end of the tack out on each side. When they whipped them, people across that wagon and think you can hear them groaning and you can see the blood on that cloth when they rang it up. But I'm telling you, this is real. Mom and them weren't allowed to go out the door when the prisoner waking up there, see. And don't open the door, see, because the prisoner may come in there. So we had to peep out at them. We did it. And I knew some of the people was out there for a while. But anyway, my grandfather said he believed this song, that older prisoners was telling the younger ones how to use the shovel and the spade so they wouldn't get no whipping. You know, so they wouldn't be the dog that would beat up so bad. But they had to tell them through a song. Everything went through a hint and a song and that way. And so, anyway, I'm going to sing a little of it for you. If I can get my voice up right. You know, you just catch it what you can, yeah? Okay. It's we call the wax song the chain gang song. That's what it is. And back up my home, that's what we have. Chain gang song, ply song, plying, and hoeing cotton, picking cotton. But down on this island where I'm living at now, they got rowboat songs, different kind. Every place where you live at, you got your song for your place. It's just that way. So that's it. Shall I say? They were talking to the younger man that not long have been on the gang. And they are telling them to get a shovel full of dirt. Now, my home is red clay. They get a shovel full of dirt and chunk it way up high. Because, see, they're making them highway roads. And a number of guys go out there, they ain't never been there, and they get a little bit there and chump it down there. See, and after a while, somebody be getting cussed out or whipped to beat up, so they're trying to show them. Dig it down in there deep and throw it high. If you want to please your captain, say, come, Lord, boy, raise them high. Say, come, Lord, boy, say, come, Lord, say, come, Lord. When I ask that jerk, what might be my fine boy? He said, if I don't hang you, I give you 99. I give you 99, boy. I give you 99. He said, if I don't hang you, I give you 99. I asked my captain what time of day, boy. He was so hard-hearted, he just walked away. When I asked my captain, he said the morning come, boy. He said it makes no difference. I don't owe you none. I don't owe you none, boy. I don't owe you none now. If it makes no difference, I don't owe you none. But if I can just make it through January and February, I'll march on through, boy. I'll march on through. It's a lot more to it. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to sing out. We want to come back again when we can. We want to have more games, more slave plays, more. I got rhythm, game, plays, and a lot of stories that I liked back in them old days, and a lot of things that I didn't like back then. So we're going to sing out. Y'all connect with them, right? Time to sing out? Okay. They ought to tell me about the time I get started, good, when it says start. So here we go. Everybody say it. Let everybody sing it. Let everybody sing it. Amen. 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 Everybody sing it. Let everybody sing it. Everybody sing it.
She really showed you that. It was great to see people in the audience up on the stage, and this is a wonderful place to be able to play, where little children and people of all ages can feel comfortable and be comfortable and feel at home out here. The folk music was passed down through families and communities before mass media, and like I said, people entertain themselves this way instead of watching TV or listening to the radio. And in about the 1920s, the string band became very popular. Now, the next group that's going to play for you didn't get to learn their music from their families. They were raised up with mass media, but they got interested in this music and went out into the mountains and visited a lot of people and began to learn to play fiddle and banjo, and originally began to work from a sort of string band arrangement, and then began to write some of their own songs in that style, just as Nimrod, for instance, and Johnny do songs in their traditional style as well. So now I'd like for you to meet the Red Clay Ramblers.
Phyllis Boyens to come up and dance a little bit during this first one. It's an old dance tune. Call Susan Anagal.
Thank you.
that I got. I want to fly around my daddy, fly around my pretty little miss. She's about to drive me crazy.
Songs, play songs, religious songs. We haven't had a song yet that takes up both of the burning issues in the song we're about to do. I know that just from reading the local papers that both of these issues are very hot in the White Springs area. So it's important that we do a song today concerning woman's liberation and chicken-stealing preachers. There is only one such song, and, of course, we'd like to settle the issue right now. In fact, I'd like to have no more talk about it at all after this one. Naturally, such a song would be called the Hen House Blues. One, two,
sort of, growing up respectively in Jacksonville, Florida and Lexington, North Carolina. And they were surprisingly similar. It's about going out and parking. People used to do that back in the old days. And a lot of trouble that they get into, or the hero of the song gets into anyway. And the hero is called the Ace. Thank you.
date with a high-toned girl, the one that wears that bouffant curl. She means the business when she flirts. So I polished up the Chevy with the fender skirts, hopped in the car and I stepped on the gas. I was laying down rubber on the old bypass. Out a window she did creep, headed on out for a lover's leap. Made a detour by the barbecue shack. I put 12 cold beers on ice in the back. Found us a spot in the twilight zone when the light of the police shone. And he said, oh, you jackleg, you got the goods on you. And you're sweet in too. I caught you in your car with the stars in your eyes and your brains in the bottom of your shoe. You're a hot dog, ain't you now? You're the Bulldog's big bow wow. Got fuzz on your face, you're the ace with a sweaty brow. From the dashing dot, saxophones are crooning on the radio, and the moon was hanging low. Fingernails tapping on the window pane, there was a great big boyfriend Wayne.
And he said, oh, you ice cream, you got the goods on you. And my sweetie too, I caught you in your car with the stars in your eyes and your brains in the bottom of your shoes. You're a hot dog, ain't you now? You're the Bulldog's big bow wow. Got fuzz on your face, you're the ace with a sweaty brow.
She was ready for a little sport. Tripped on the rug, spilled my coke in her hair. Slipped the seat up, my britches, put my foot through a chair.
She said, oh, you milk good, you had enough of you. And you're Chevy too. Go home in your car with stars in your eyes and your brains in the bottom of your shoe. You're a hot dog, ain't you now? You're the Bulldog's big bow wow. Got fuzz on your face, you're the ace with a sweaty brow.
Requested vocal numbers now. It's an instrumental called Forked Deer. going to change weapons now. Reduce the numbers down to three. And do for you an old Carter family gospel song, sacred song. These are called sacred songs. Actually, I don't think they are sacred. I never saw anybody trying to worship one of them. But the subject matter of the song is sacred. We do a lot of old material that we learned from old-timers in the hills or off 78 RPM records that were made by old-timers from the hills back before these younger guys were born. We usually change them around a lot in our own arrangements to suit our own tastes or suit our own limitations, but usually for the huge profits that we make. You can see the fancy van we're driving over there. Now, we don't change Carter family songs around very much, though. The Carter family seem to have a knack for arranging their own material the best way. I suppose that's why they were famous. So we try to do Carter family songs pretty much the way they do it. In fact, we'd like to produce the illusion for you this afternoon that the Carter family from Hilton's, Virginia, is standing here on the stage before you. That's difficult to do auditorially. It's near about impossible for us to do visually. So we ask you to close your eyes during the next number. And I don't see that very many of you have done that. If you must look, I will introduce the band in such a way that we can produce that illusion anyhow. On my right, we have Sarah Carter. On my left, of course, is Mother Maybelle Carter. And I'm Jimmy Carter. I'm running for president. This is called Anchored in Love.
I found a sweet haven of sunshine at last,
and Jesus abiding above. His dear arms around me are lovingly clasped, and sweetly he dealt his love. The danger, the tempest forever is o'er. I'm anchored in hope and in faith evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. He watches his people, the danger is past. I'm anchored in love divine.
He saw me in danger and lovingly came
to pilot my stormy young soul. Sweet peace he has offered and bless his dear name. The billows no longer roll. The danger, the tempest forever is o'er. I'm anchored in hope and in faith evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. He watches his people, the danger is past. I'm here so happy, I'm anchored at last. I'm anchored in love divine.
His love shall control me in life and in death.
Completely I'll trust to the end. I praise him each hour, my last dying breath shall sing of my soul's best friend. The danger, the tempest forever is o'er. I'm anchored in hope and in faith evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. He watches his people, the danger is past. I'm feeling so happy, I'm anchored at last. I'm anchored in love divine.
We'd like to do a group of tunes now that come from Ireland. Most American fiddle tunes came from Ireland or from the British Isles originally. These, I guess we've sort of brought them over. We learned them out of a book of fiddle tunes. It's collected by a man named Francis O'Neill in Chicago around the turn of the century. And The names of the tunes are Lark in the Morning, The Priest in His Boots, and The Three Little Drummers, and they feature a new instrument, the penny whistle, which is very popular over there, and not too popular, at least in the South, because nobody knows about it. It's going to start off with a penny whistle and the mandolin doing a tune called Harvest Home. Most well-known old-time tunes